Hello, Fort Worth foodies and the rest of Fort Worth, and surrounding areas. I am delighted to bring you a bunch of information. I know it's been a while since I popped off a podcast, but we're going to get back into the groove of things. I am the one that schedules things, and I have a tendency to do a double backflip into probably too much, but that's what happened. I just wanted to wait till things settled down, and it didn't look like they're going to. So here it is, kind of late at night, and I'm doing the podcast because I missed it. So one of the things that we really wanted to, the gist of everything that we're doing is for marketing, and the marketing that we are aiming, our target market is the restaurant owners and the food truck owners and the caterers and the purveyors who need to have marketing, and they need to have it demystified, because so many times people think they can't afford it, or they've got to spend $5,000 a month on somebody to help them print off flyers, and neither of which are altogether true. You could spend a lot of money and go nowhere. You could find your resources, and so many resources are free, and you could really get yourself going in the direction of getting traction, seeing your business improved, just kind of get out of that rut and get going so you don't lose faith in what you're doing and you don't fold up. We do don't want that. So one of the things that we're doing, Fort Worth Foodies is doing, we need to monetize. What that means is we, like every other business, there's nothing illicit or illegal about a Facebook group that wants to that spends 17 hours a day building the wonderful community that we've built, wanting to monetize, make money so we can offset our expenses and support our households. Facebook supports us completely. There's a lot of confusion about that, and it stems from people that aren't asking decent questions. They'd rather, I guess, feel like victims. I don't know. I've seen a lot of over the years, the cancel culture and the hate. And what's interesting to me is that it seems to come from people that haven't done much with their lives anyhow. I refer to them as the boo-boos, this BUBU. They build up to blow up, and they're going to stand off to the side and judge me for building a very wonderful, dynamic Facebook group and not ask a better question. So victimization at its worst, I guess, and I've run into that time and time again. And it's kind of a blight for us all. And it's not just restaurant owners, it's not just the line cooks, it's not just the underinformed and the undereducated. It's really a lot of this is city leaders, people that I would rather have a lot of respect for, but don't, because they have said some things that are so poorly thought through. And some of them I've even had to kick off of Fort Worth Foodies, because what they have done behind the scenes, who they present themselves publicly and what they're doing behind the scenes are very different. My note keeping is fastidious. I have screenshots and very, very airtight records. And I've even toyed around with the idea of letting some of that come out into the dialogue, but I don't know that I really want to do it yet, because it seems to be dying down, and I'm happy for that. And we've got so much to look forward to going forward that to get caught up in that is just I have energy for it right now. But I wanted to let you know it was there. I want to let you know the cancel cultures exists with Fort Worth foodies, unfortunately, as it does. I'm in touch with a lot of other foodie groups around the country, and just influencers. Everybody, they're just getting the worst. You see the worst of people. You see the worst of society. You see the worst of people feeling disenfranchised. None of us are immune, but I'm really sorry for the city that so many people that should know better. There's a lot of people that don't know better, and those are the ones, you expect to see the stupid comments that have been said, and name calling. That's always a new low. But then there's people that I would like to have respect for that have seemed to want to jump in on the cancel culture for reasons of their own. But it's all liable. So I've got screenshots, and I've consulted an attorney, and I could go forward if I wanted to. It's just a matter of if I want to. Social media is very powerful, and I have the option of airing some of these so people can see for themselves what I have been dealt behind the scenes and who it's come from. But we'll get to that another time. Right now, what I want to talk to you about is a program that we've got going, and it's a wonderful program. We started the Patreon about a month or so ago, and it's slow going. And again, I'll take responsibility for that because I have not given it the attention that it deserves. Tallahassee Foodies has a Patreon. She's been nursing that along and been doing an exquisite job of it for a couple of years. And they have over 700 subscribers and over 70 restaurants participating. What it means is that the restaurants come aboard for free. They can offer a deal, you know, be it get a gallon of tea instead of a cup with a family meal, get a kitty free with a purchase of an adult entree. The restaurants can offer whatever they like to offer. And then the Patreon members pay $5 a month to be able to access all of these deals. And the deals add up on a monthly basis. To us, they're like $250 a month. We're following the same model that she has, where the restaurants it's for free for them to participate. And we have about 30 restaurants, and we only have about a dozen participants right now. And I'm following the sword for that. I really should be hawking it more, and I'm not. So expect to be seeing more of that. So if you want to join our Patreon, please do. Patreon is a platform that's set up so people can support artists and content creators. And instead of just giving us money because you like our content, we wanted to offer something that we know you would benefit and would also benefit the restaurants, because it all comes back to what our core is of supporting the restaurants and getting our members to find new wonderful places and have new experiences, because we all get into restaurant ruts, don't we? I mean, don't you get into restaurant ruts? I know I do. And it's so inspiring to see new restaurants that are opening or items on menus of restaurants that I've been to before that just didn't jump out at me. So Fort Worth Foodies is just very fertile ground for all our members to contribute what it is they ordered and where they went and what they got. And it's just a very feel-good experience. I didn't realize that it took so much strength to run a clean ship, but it does. And we stand tall on our mission, and we're very proud of it. We're proud of you. Thank you so much for being a part of all of this. Along with the Patreon, what I wanted to do is to get something that would really catch our members' attention. And I believe I've got it. It's a dining club. And we're going to keep Patreon. Anybody, all the restaurants can join the Patreon. The members can join the Patreon. It's free for the restaurants. $5 a month for the members to access all these different deals. But the dining club, we're going to charge the restaurants and to participate. And it's going to be free for the members. It's kind of the inverse of the Patreon, but it's different in two ways. Number one, we're cherry picking the restaurants that it's exclusive membership for certain restaurants. And you'll see fine dining, and you'll see wonderful Mexican or Tex-Mex places, and you'll see breakfast places. We really have it figured out where we are going to offer a broad range of restaurants, but it's exclusive to them to join. It'll be free for the members to download a digital dining club card. And what the card will do is it has a scanner that goes across the bottom. When you go to one of the restaurants and you'll see which restaurants are in the dining club, you go to the restaurant and you'll see what their offer is. And they scan your card, the digital scanner, and it comes off of your tab. And that's it. And we want to make sure that as many people as possible can get the dining club card onto their smartphones. And it will be another way to really stimulate the business of the restaurants and for you all to learn of new restaurants. So we've got two things going once it's fully built out. And it's going to take time. It's going to take time for the Patreon. For the dining club, we're only asking 50 restaurants. And we feel like we can launch it in May because we've made wonderful headways. Pinstripes just came on today. Pinstripes, can you believe it? Clear Fork, I'm so excited. They are a gem, and they're a jewel, and they're wonderful to work with. And I'm just so excited. I don't know what deal they want to offer yet, We haven't really tied up the loose ends, but I'm on for another Zoom call with management on Friday, 2 days from now. And we'll be going through all of that, and I'll let you know what we've got. I feel that habaneros will be aboard, but I don't know 100%. I'll be meeting with them tomorrow. Pantreon Magnolia, I love them and they love us. They are absolutely on board. So, and we've got quite a few others, but I don't want to rattle them off because I don't want to take too much time. Once we get to be, you know, like halfway there, I'll give you all a list of who we've got and what they're offering. And then by that time, the digital card will be ready where you can download it from the app store for free. And it will be have the Fort Worth Foodies logo on it. And you can just, it will always be in your pocket or at the end of your arms. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we really want you all to get out there and to use it and to find wonderful new restaurants to visit and experience and to create new memories. So the digital, to go over what I've just said, for members of Fort Worth Foodies will receive a free digital dining club card that unlocks exclusive deals at participating restaurants. The restaurants will set the offer, rather if it's 15% off a bill, a free dessert with an entree, or a buy one, get one appetizer, or anything else, you know, whatever works for you, whatever works for the restaurant in the way of what they know their strongest pull is or something that they would like us to know more about. They can do and to mind the profit margins too. They can do whatever they want to make sure that it's a successful program for them. And so what this means for the restaurant is that they've got direct access to a targeted audience, because Fort Worth Foodies, holy cow, you guys, we have grown. We're 217,000 members. It is March 5th, 2025. We've got 7.6 million views in the past 60 days. Where that's coming from, I assume, since we're hyper local, which means we're all about Fort Worth, and things feather out the further away you get from the greater Fort Worth area, the more the population of viewers will basically feather out. So, but we've got a lot of people, and the number of views keeps steadily growing, which makes me extremely happy. Oh, my dog's barking. So the restaurants pay a nominal, really just a nominal amount. It's like $400 a month to be included in the program. And you're just not going to get that anywhere else for the audience that we've got. We want them to give us a 6 month commitment. And so far, everybody's been very happy with that period of time. So what it means, as I said, direct access to a targeted audience, more foot traffic and repeat business, because our members are eager to explore and support businesses that value their loyalty. And it's powerful, almost free marketing. If you guys took a look at some of these sheets that I've gotten from the different media outlets in town to see what they charge for a full page ad, it's like $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month. But to really get in front of the targeted audience of the size that we've got for $400 a month, it's never happened before. It will probably never happen again. At the end of this 6 months, I don't know very much for sure, but I do know that this rate will go up. Because once we get established, once we get things going, once we get the testimonials showing that we are doing what we say we're going to do, that the restaurants, that it's working for them, the sense of it being exclusive is going to be another huge plus for us. I just think this program is going to be get traction very quickly and become very important to not only our restaurants, but to the valued members. So what all they also get is they get powerful, almost free marketing by getting promoted through our social media, which is definitely Facebook, Instagram, Threads. And I just got up on TikTok. I don't care. I mean, if they get taken down, that would be kind of sad. But I still want to get into it because it's hard to communicate on TikTok. But I figure that if people find us through there, they'll come over to the group. So it's just another avenue for us to use to find members, because Facebook reach is very limited. And we're having a website built, which is exciting. And there's going to be a huge campaign with emails. We're going to be getting our newsletter that goes out every, I think, Wednesday. And the reason why we've chosen Wednesday is it will give people, we're going to have an events calendar too in the newsletter, and it will allow people an opportunity. If we get it in front of them on Wednesday, we'll give them an opportunity, we hope, to get babysitters should they need them for the weekend. So, and for those that maybe not need babysitters, we'll still get an opportunity to plan it for the weekend. So we are inviting the restaurants that we approach to join, or if you know some restaurants that you feel are good candidates, we just want somebody that's got a good track record, that they're solid as far as consistency of food. You know, it's not hit and miss. The service isn't hit and miss. It's well-managed restaurant. Been around for a long time or a short time. There's some new restaurants that are coming out of the chute really strong. Management is strong. The training programs are strong. I'm not shunning the independents, but I am saying there's a whole lot of room for improvement for a bunch of them, not only in learning how to market, but we're finding out that there's a lot of restaurant owners that feel very comfortable in the back of the house, as it's called, which is the kitchen. But when it comes to managing the front of the house, they're so uncomfortable with it that they don't spend much time learning it. I think maybe they think build it and they will come, but oftentimes that's not how it works. And that's why, unfortunately, some of the restaurants are folding, because they're just not grinding it out. They're not doing it. We see it time and time again. When I see another restaurant closes, there's about a 50% chance that I have personally talked to the restaurant, been in there, kind of taken their pulse, and I can tell that their eyes glaze over when you start talking about social media or digital marketing. They feel like their iPhone in the pocket of their chef or their pocket is their marketing plan, and that ain't how it works. And there's nothing you can do to talk to them. They've got their mind made up, and there's just nothing you can do to talk to them. So, you know, nanu nanu. So it is an invitation-only program, and we would like to talk to any of the restaurants that you know of, or if you're a restaurant and you're listening to this, if you'd like to get in touch with me through the Fort Worth Foodies website, and I'll give you my personal phone number, and we can set up a Zoom or text me, or I'll swing by and shake your hand. So it's a win-win partnership that celebrates Fort Worth's amazing food scene. We'd love for you all to know about it. This is a heads up. We feel it's going to launch May 1, sooner if we can get it together. No guarantees. It's March, the first week of March already, and I kicked this thing off in February, and it's god dang, it's like a home improvement project. Just kind of give it the amount of time you think it will take to get it done and multiply that by 4. And that seems to be the realistic number, but we are working on it. It has gotten front and center with me as far as the more I think about it. I've always said I'm brilliant at 2 in the morning, and I kind of had this idea in the middle of the night. And the more I think about it, the more excited I am about it. And I think it's going to be just wonderful for us all. And it's exciting. And with the newsletter, we're starting the newsletter with 1,700 email addresses. And we sent a couple out already. And we have a 74% open rate. And the national average is like 34%, I think. And another one, we had a 54% open rate, which is great. We're going to be putting some, the events calendar is going to be in there, which is going to be, I think, a huge attraction to people as far as actually opening the newsletter. And we're going to do something that I completely ripped off from the Toast, which is Queenie and Weenie of the Week, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. And it's only going to be available in the newsletter. And the Queenie of the Week is somebody that acts queen-like. If you saw a restaurant really go the distance to make somebody's day better, or somebody give up their parking space to somebody else that maybe needed it more, or something that just, you know, somebody that had queen-like behavior, we want to know about it. The Weenie of the Week is not about restaurant bad behavior or sucky business or anything like that. The Weenie of the Week is almost like, you know, there's a fire in a restaurant. It's an occurrence. We're not throwing shade at the restaurants. We're not doing that. Even on the newsletter, we want to be supportive. And if you have a problem with the restaurant, you handle it with them, not with us. We don't want to hear about it. We just don't. So, but the Weenie of the Week, I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So we're going to have the Queenie and the Weenie of the Week in the newsletter that goes out once a week. And not only will that bring on more interaction between our members and us. So they'll be keeping their eyes out for Queenie or Weenie nominations. And it's all in good fun. This isn't to, it's not cancel culture. It's not to start a parade with anybody's wonderfulness. It's all in good fun. It's just kind of another way to build community, keep it lighthearted, and to let you guys know that we love you, which we do. So I'm 20 minutes into this thing. It doesn't feel like it, but we're there. And again, it's March 5th. It is Wednesday. It's my favorite day of the week. I think it's because the ads drop. I went to Central Market this morning. I have to tell you guys, I went to Central Market to get some content. I had the nicest time. Sometimes I just blitz through and I do what I need to do and pick up my groceries and go on my merry way. But God dang, today, it was just so nice. I ran into a bunch of people that are in seafood and kind of upper middle management. We stood around and chit chat. When you go there again, take a look at the what are those things called? You know, those cases that they have, you know, on one side it's the meat, on the other side is the seafood. They're all brand new and they're beautiful. So take a look at those and be sure to throw a friendly smile at anybody that waits on you over there because they're hustling to make it. It's like a Broadway play, you know, everybody's scrambling behind the scenes and doing the heavy lifting and lots and lots and lots of people back there doing a lot of work to make it all come together and make it look very easy for us, the customers. And in my humble opinion, they do a wonderful job. Full disclosure, full transparency. They are brand partners, and I'm so proud of that. It's just something I've always been very proud of, my affiliation with Central Market. HEB is the parent company. That means that they own Central Market, but our Central Market is a jewel and it's a gem. And we want to hear from you. Got any ideas? Let me know. If you don't love me, keep it to yourself. I don't care. If you want to reach out and help us build these programs so we can have a better Fort Worth foodies and a better Fort Worth, we'd love to hear from you. And I'll see you next Wednesday.